All right, and so I'm going to go ahead and get started. And first of all, let me say hello to everyone and who's hearing this. And I hope that everyone is getting through these challenging times with the most endurance and the most strength as possible. These are not easy times to get through when you've never experienced anything like this before. People are dealing with anxiety and stress and depression. They're losing family members and loved ones, and watching the news and the media and seeing the death count as well as the number of people who are sick that could literally play a toll on your emotions as well as your we'll say your psyche, your mind, right? So with that being said, this is a challenging time, and we have to remember that in challenging times that we can still have peace even in the midst of a storm. And that Jesus said to the disciples, he said, "Oh, ye of little faith," because they had to wake up Jesus in order for them to have faith to calm the storm. And so we have to be mindful that we do have the ability inside of us to calm this storm and to have peace that passeth all understanding, and to pray for our loved ones and the people that we know or see who are struggling with this situation right now, as well as who have lost loved ones in the process of it. So keeping a sound mind in a clear mind is very important at this time. Stressing and freaking out is not going to solve anything, but having faith in prayer will definitely make a huge difference in this hysteria. So we definitely need to keep that in mind. So moving forward, my main focus today is to talk about how so many people are using this time, I'm going to give the positive before the negative, to accomplish goals that they've been wanting to accomplish for a while, that they set a long time ago, but just didn't have the time or the resources to make those goals happen. And finally, they're having the time to write the book, make the album, or make the song, or, you know, create the program, or start the business, or write the business plan, or whatever the case may be. And so I say that to say that there are a lot of people who are utilizing this time in the best way possible, and kudos to those people. Also, there are a lot of people who are saying that this is just a time of rest for them, and kudos to those people as well who understand what their needs are and are hearing from God and know when God is telling them to chill out and to rest. It is so necessary to do both. And I can't stress that enough, because so many people are either on one end of the spectrum or the other, and we forget the most important thing is balance. That even after God was creating the heaven and the earth and the whole universe in 7 days, he did it in actually 6 days and then rested on the seventh day. So that doesn't mean that we take weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months doing absolutely nothing but binge watching Netflix and Amazon Prime, and come out of this time with just an additional 10, 15 pounds and nothing to show for ourselves. And I understand that the situation can create some type of gloom where people are walking or acting in fear and not in faith. And so their focus is more on the situation, on the storm, than it is on God and what God is wanting and calling them to do in this season. Even in challenging seasons, God is still expecting us to have faith and to endure. No, we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we can rest assured that if we have faith in God, that this thing too shall pass, and it will pass quickly. And when this time is gone, you won't have this time again. Many of us won't have this time again to be home for this long periods of time. I can honestly say I have been, because I've been a stay-at-home mom ever since I've had my last child. But the average person is not at home. The average person is at work at a 9-to-5 every day. The kids are at school every day. So they don't necessarily have the time, all the time that they do right now, to do all the things that they want to accomplish. And so I will say this, though, that it is still possible, even when you do have your 9-to-5 job, to accomplish your goals. I don't want to say that you have to be home for all day for weeks or months at a time in order for you to accomplish a goal. You can literally set a goal for yourself and then plan through time management how to accomplish that goal. I will never forget graduating from college with my bachelor's degree with a full-time job and 3 kids. So I know for a fact that you can set a goal and you can accomplish it if you put your mind to it. So you do have time. If God gave you a vision, you have time to accomplish that vision that He gave you. You don't have to do it like nobody else. Matter of fact, God don't want you to do it like nobody else. He wants you to do it just the way He created you to do it. So there is no competition. There's no comparison. There's no failure in it. It's all lessons and growth. When you are on your pursuit to your purpose and destiny in God, it's about growth. It goes from glory to glory, glory to glory, level to level. It's no such thing as really perfection, because you never really quite arrive. There's always some area, even after you reach a goal, where you can grow. Okay, so you wrote the book. What next? Okay, so you made the album. What next? Okay, so you started the business. What's next? Okay, you start the nonprofit, what's next? And there's always another level that we can go to. So we don't have to, you know, say to ourselves, because we're here on this level, that's the end thereof. It is not the end. It is just the beginning. And as long as we stay humble in that mindset of that beginning, then we can continue to appreciate as God takes us to glory and level to level and faith to faith. So it is a journey and it is a process. And the only reason why you would ever have to keep starting over and over again is if you give up. And I know it's so easy for us to listen to, you know, the naysayers that may make us believe, girl, you don't need to write that book. You need to be doing this. Or girl, you don't need to be making an album. You need to be doing this. Or girl, you don't need to be spending that time with your brand new baby. You need to be doing this. It's so easy to listen to the naysayers and have them actually controlling your actions. But what God showed me is if other people are controlling your actions, who's actually your God? Is it people or is it God? Because if the one who's controlling you is the one, and the one you obey is the one that's really actually your God. So we got to, first of all, take people out of the position of being our God and start recognizing that if God gave it to us, then that's the only final say that we need. We don't need approval of this person or that person. So the key thing is to not allow what other people are saying or thinking about your situation to control you. Like, we have to have some type of inner strength and inner ability and inner wisdom to be able to recognize when we're allowing other people to puppeteer us or to control us, or when we are allowing God to be in the position that He's in as God. And I know it can be challenging at times to know how to apply the right faith as well as the right wisdom. And that's also something that requires balance, because sometimes we can have amazing major faith, amazing faith, right? But not apply any wisdom, and it wasn't necessarily what God wanted us to do. So we have faith in the wrong thing and it fails. But if we have faith in God, then we should also be applying the wisdom of God. So that way we can get an equal balance of what it is that God is wanting to accomplish in our life. You know, so it's not just I quit my job so that I can do whatever it is that I want to do. That could be what God is asking someone to do. It could be that someone else is not asked to do that and they need to keep their job while they're pursuing something else that God is asking them to do. And sometimes you may have that job for even a lifetime and retire from that job. So we can't get caught up in systems. We can't get caught up in opinions of others. We have to really literally have a conversation with God, and not one conversation with God, but several conversations with God every day, and read His word consistently so that we are intimate with God and we know God in a way that we can hear Him and we can see Him and we can touch Him and we can feel Him in the spirit, of course. And also it can even transfer into the natural. And so that's how we get to that manifestation part. So I say that to say, like, you don't have to have all of the answers, or like Martin Luther King said, you don't have to see the whole staircase to take the first step. Just take the first step in faith and allow God to take you to the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step. And I can't stress it enough to have a balance in this season and not allow, you know, what everybody's saying about, oh, I'm just resting because this is overwhelming. Maybe for someone it is, but if that's not you, then you could be really being productive right now, or being of good use and helping those ones who are stressed out right now, dealing with anxiety and depression and all of those different things. So don't allow this thought or idea of, oh, I'm always constantly on the hustle, always on the go. That means that this is the time for me to just rest. God didn't rest for months and weeks and at a time. In days at a time. He actually worked for six and then rested for one. And that's kind of how we should be structuring our lifestyles. And then also with work, we got to keep in mind that some of us are not just doing work as far as like work to take and pay bills and take care of our family. Some of us are also doing ministry. And when it comes to ministry, there are no days off. Jesus literally on the Sabbath was healing people. And the Pharisees were literally questioning, like, why is he healing people on the Sabbath day? And Jesus was making it clear to them that what would it look like if I just left this person, you know, to be sick when I could have healed them, but I'm not going to heal them because it's the Sabbath day? No, it doesn't work like that. So, like, if you're in ministry this time, yes, you may be taking some rest, that's fine, but don't forget that the work that God has you doing is not just about you. It's not even about you. It's really about the others. It's about the people that He wants you to reach. So you really have to ask yourself, like, how many days off am I really taking when it comes to ministry? And then also when it comes to your goals and productivity, whether it's through work, a business, or whatever the case may be, it doesn't necessarily have to be ministry. How productive can I be in this season that I'm not going to just say, oh, I'm just resting, and it just becomes unproductive, idle time? So I think that there is two sides to that sword. It's a double-edged sword, and we have to be careful not to be too idle or not to be too busy where we can't hear God when He is telling us to rest, or too idle when we can't hear God when He is telling us to move or take action, and we are idle and standing still and not getting anything done. So we need to make sure that we're seeking God in this time and having a good, healthy balance. And ministers, we got to keep in mind too that this is a time when people really need us the most. You know, and I say that to anyone in ministry, not just the pastors. I know a lot of times people put the pressure on pastors or the apostles, but it's not just the pastors or the apostles that need to be still operating in their ministry at this time. It's everyone who is actually a child of God, who's a believer of God, needs to be operating in their ministry at this time, because God still told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. And we are supposed to still be out here encouraging people that there's faith over fear. And I see a lot of people doing that. We can't give up. We got to keep the faith, because guess what? If the world is screaming louder than we are, can they hear us? When they give a death count and everybody gets scared to death, then, and we are telling them to have faith in God and to give their life to God, and that, you know, God has still in control, are they screaming louder than us? And then we shouldn't even be in a screaming match with them, because our actions should be lining up with our beliefs. And if our actions are lining up with our beliefs, then people should be able to witness from us doing something different from what the world is doing. So if everybody else is panicking in fear and having anxiety attacks, we should be demonstrating peace and joy and faith, so that way, you know, we can be an example of what God says in His Word, and that way people can actually see it manifested and lived out through the believer. And we all are supposed to do that. That's a ministry calling that we are all supposed to do. And it doesn't require necessarily social media. You may call a friend that, you know, may be struggling or dealing with anxiety or stress with this situation. Or you may call a family member. It could be over the phone. It could be somebody in your household. It can be through intercessory prayer. It can be a number of ways. It can be online where, you know, you're able to reach a number of people. Regardless of how you get it done, God is still requiring us to do it. So we have to put off this whole thing of this is a season of fear and worry and anxiety, and put back on the full armor of God, where we know that we are more than conquerors, and that this thing cannot defeat us because of God's word and what He said in His word about it. So this may have taken us by surprise, but it hasn't taken God by surprise. Nothing has. I mean, there's been plagues in the Bible. There has been all kinds of things in the Bible that have happened where the people were confused or didn't understand what was going on, but God was still in control. And I still believe God is still in control. Now, what I can say is that, yes, it is great to also utilize a certain amount of wisdom, like we were talking about with the jobs and purpose, as, you know, some people get to one extreme or another. But what I want to say about that as far as faith and wisdom when it comes as it relates to this situation is that, yes, there still needs to be a healthy balance of faith and wisdom. Faith meaning that, God, you said that no plague will come near me or near my dwelling. So, you know, I still have faith in what your word says, but I have enough wisdom also to know to stay home. That I don't need to be out trying to hang out, running the streets, trying to have a cookout, or trying to have this event or that event, knowing that there's something out there that could harm me or my family. Now, that also has to have a healthy dose of faith, because there's things that you have to do. Like, there's people who are essential workers, or if you have to go get groceries for your family, like, you have to, that's essential. You have to do it. And so you can't go out of your home afraid and scared all the time, because if you do, then you're walking in fear, and God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So we have to be mindful, like, there has to be a healthy dose of both wisdom and faith. And they don't cancel each other out. They don't cancel each other out. They don't. They actually exemplify each other, that when they come together, that's how we know that we're actually walking in the will of God, because we know we're walking by faith according to God's word, but we also know that we're using the wisdom that God gave us. So that right there helps us to be confident in knowing that we did everything that we were supposed to do. And also be mindful that none of us are promised tomorrow. So if we have given our life to God completely, which God has given me a word recently where it said that if you don't obey Him, then guess what? There's going to be a lot of people who are going to get to heaven thinking, hey, I said I'm a Christian. I even did some ministry acts, so I made it. And the reality is God's going to say, depart from me, doer of iniquity, for I know you not. Because see, what He's basically saying is the people that are actually going to make it are going to be the ones who obey God. So this will be a time also for us to get right with God and not to waste this time in fear, anxiety, stress, just lazy and idle, and actually utilize this time to draw closer to God, to find out from God what He would like for us to do in this season, not what we think we should do or what we feel like doing in this season, and to also minister, encourage other people who may not be saved and who need to, you know, get their life right before you never know what can happen. And then anyways, we all need to get our lives right before the time comes. And so, and then encourage even the believers who may have missed it or may have backslidden, so that they remember, like, no, we, this is a lifestyle. We are supposed to be walking in obedience to God and not into our own way, because, you know, we could literally lead ourselves to down a road of destruction. So keeping all of that in mind, I just wanted to say this because God placed it on my heart, you know, and I wanted to share it with everybody. So tell me what you think. What has God been showing to you? What do God have you working on right now? You know, what area of your life has God been calling you into obedience? That's a good one for me, because there's a couple of areas where I see Him saying, obey, daughter, obey, daughter, obey, daughter. And I'm just like, thank you, Lord, for calling me daughter. But the whole time, He's also showing me that you don't want to make it all the way to the gates. And I have to say, depart from me, doer of iniquity, for I know you not. So even though He's forgiven us for our sins, and we can repent and we can come to Him, and Jesus died on the cross for our sins, Jesus said it out of His own mouth that we are still required to obey God in order for us to make it into the kingdom. So don't leave that part out. So what are you doing right now? Like, what is God calling you to? Is He calling you to fast? Is He calling you to ministry? Is He calling you to get that degree? Is He calling you to start that program, start that business? Like, what is God calling you to right now? Is He calling you to spend more time with your family? Is He calling you to build strength and strengthen better relationships in your home? What is God asking from you right now at this season? And if you hear God asking you to do something, also keep in mind that don't worry about what no one else has to say. Like, we have to literally get to a point where no matter what anyone says, God's word is the final say. So if He called you to minister, a whole bunch of people could tell you not to, do it anyway. If He called you to go back to school, everybody can say, no, this is not time, go back to school, do it anyway. Whatever God is asking you to do, do it. That's the area where you need to step out in faith and do it. Of course, apply wisdom, but because that's definitely needed. However, don't have fear right now where you don't trust God and you don't do what it is that He's asking you to do, all because of this idea of inadequacy. We have to remember that who we are in God, and we are priceless to God. We are everything to Him. He paid the ultimate price for us. And so with that being said, I'm out. I'm done. I just wanted to share that word with you guys the way God gave it to me. And you guys have a blessed day, and take some time if you need to and rest. Take some time if you need to and meditate. Take some time if you need to and get some work done. Take some time if you need to and study. But definitely draw closer to God, and He will draw closer to you, and He will share with you what He would like for you to do in the season.
How do you keep your own life relevant when everything is changing so very, very fast? And I've come to this conclusion. Relevance is a choice.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting riding this wave, got heat, my stuff popping. Do it for God, best believe He's awesome. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
Who is the Joneses? causes, huh? Why should I be keeping up? Why would I be wanting to follow a life of lies and get hemmed up? I know the truth that's real, no lies has been revealed. Unashamed of the word that's life, we stand on the truth and there's no appeal. Sometimes I gotta stretch, and you know I gotta change my ways. Gotta sink my life in tune, don't wanna be lost cause it's just a phase. I make it relevant, I make it pertinent. Don't disconnect when it gets hard, step up and represent. Don't get stuck in your ways, open your mind and listen. Clean that pride out your heart, break out that mental prison. You can't be blaming nobody and bending like a joint. You the sum total of every decision you made up to this point.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, got heat, my stuff popping. Do it for God, best believe he's awesome. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
This is the way life goes, right when you think it's over. God steps in, he explodes because I am his daughter. So now I got a big message with a little flow. Been to the church my whole life, but it didn't show. Trying to keep up with the world, how they rock their hair and clothes. But God
said no,
you are special. A diamond in the rough, a fish out of water. That's when he came to save me because I am his daughter. He said go do your music, I know that it's your heart. Tell the world how I cleaned you up every time it tore you apart. Try and stay relevant,
relevant
when I'm heaven sent. They say that it's a choice, I say that
how
it was
do
meant.
I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, got heat, my stuff popping. Do it for God, best believe he's awesome. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I push the limits, I'm pressing, I got this word in me. It never changed from the past, it's just like yesterday. Bodybuilding in my mind, they call me Schwarzenegger. I've been in tune with the spirit of God who never changes. We relevant, we capping knowledge like a shift key. We running the race, we pressing forward swiftly. My witness for this thing is simply that it's transparent. Don't keep it all in your mind, homie, just ask Earn. It's not the same as the past, the world is changing. Man, what you're seeing is not the same. We need to take a stand. Signs and wonders all around, you see it's evident. Don't get stuck in your mind from the past, get relevant.
How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing. I ain't looking back, moving forward, trailblazing. I ain't worrying no more, I'm just getting paper. Riding this wave, got heat, my stuff popping. Do it for God, best believe he's awesome. How do I stand tall and reach the nation? Stay on my grind, giving my all and keep it blazing. Staying relevant in a world that's changing. I keep getting better, y'all, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
He's the King of Kings.
I'm not a rapper that just got here overnight. God put the word in me and gave me gifts to honor Christ. Y'all serving money, men and women, and forgot the price. I ain't a rebel, I comply, cause he saved my life. And I don't money dance, I just worship him, cause he's the King of Kings. And the great I am, ain't making money just to splurge and to show off. I rip it and flip it and tear it apart. Going out straight to the streets, showing them love and doing my part. I got a purpose to live, I get the money to give. I see the pain inside them, I just be praying for them. Y'all so lost, what y'all searching for? I can find him. Real love, be myself, cause I ain't scared to win. I could quit, I ain't stupid though, I ain't giving in. He's my king, he's my everything, he's my best friend. When I'm lost, he won't find me like a precious jewel. You a fool if you think that he won't do for you. Everything else is obsolete when it comes to him. God of gods, he's my king, he's the god of everything. When I'm lost, he won't find me like a precious jewel. When I'm lost, he won't find me like a precious jewel. When I'm lost, he won't find me like a precious jewel. When I'm lost, when I'm lost.
Who is he? Tell him who you be. I be making moves, got my plan on my own. Yeah, I got all the rules. What I do, you can't be. Why? I'm untouchable. That's my mind from the past. Yeah, I was such a fool. When I was lost, my mind was locked in a box. Hey, like a vegetable. Couldn't even move none of my limbs. Why? Cause I was in control. Look at your life, where you at? Whoa, you are overruled. Look at my God, where he at? Yep, he is over you. Yeah. Who is our God? Yeah, what do we give in our heart? Is it the one that be setting the bar? All of the ones that do good with their heart, yeah. You ever been lost? Following, following, counting the cost. Look at the way that we give it our all. Why do we stand up to stumble and fall?
Y'all so lost, what y'all searching for? I can find him. Real love, be myself, cause I ain't scared to win. I could quit, I ain't stupid though, I ain't giving in. He's my king, he's my everything, he's my best. My heart was paid with a price. It can't be sold and it can't be bought. I learned this from the storms.